Din Mammon is the Abda of Shnei Eidim. In Mammon, the Klal is Haidu'as Baldin Kmeidim Dami, in Knas, Haidu'as Baldin doesn't help. So the Halacha requires that you have to have Shnei Eidim. And more of Darshan than the Pasukim. He must be Eidim, to Matzah B'dayonim. You have to have two Eidim, Haidu'as Baldin is not enough. Then, to Matzah B'dayonim. Dezen has to be Mekabli Eidim. So the Mishnah says, Ganav al Pishnaim, Tavach Macher al Pihem. The same two witnesses testify that Ganav and Tavach Macher. Venim tzu zomnim, were mazim them. So the whole story was not true. Mishamim hakot, so they pay Dalid or hey, whatever, if it's a shor, Chamisha Boka, they were trying to make him pay Chamisha Boka. Easy enough. The Mishnah really belongs in Makkos. This Mishnah belongs in Makkos. Shalom Makol. Ganav al Pishtaim Tavach Macher al Pishtaim Acher. What if the two Eidim say Ganav? And a different pair of Eidim say Tavach or Macher. What if Eilu B'Eilu Nimtzu Zammi? If we're mazim both pairs of Eidim. Harishenim Shalom Tashlom Ekefo. They try to make him pay Keren Ekefo. Acherim Shalom Tashlom E Gimel. Or base. If it's a shor, they pay Gimel. And if it's a se, they pay base. What if Nimtzu Acherim Zammim? The first two Eidim who said Gona remained. The other two Eidim who said Tovach or Machar were Nimtzu Zomimim. So Din Azul Misham Tashlomi Kefo, because the Kata Rishayin are still intact. And Deb Nemonim, they say that Gona. The Haim and the Katshni are Misham Tashlomi Gimel, because we were Mazim then. What happens if you were Mazim one of the two? So the Mishnah says it really belongs in Makkos, the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Makkos that you don't punish with Kasha Zomim, Machi Zomim Kulam. You have to be mazim both. Or let's say if you had five Eidim came and testified, you have to be mazim all five. What if Echad min ha'achreinim zemimim? One of the second cut turns out to be an Eid zemim. But la'edis ha'shniyo. Nobody pays kasha zamam because not achi zamam kulam. But it turns out that one of the Eidim is not accepted. So the whole cut ha'shniyo is no good. What if you had three Eidim and you mazim one of the three Eidim? If you had only two Eidim in the Kata Shniya, that's how the Mishnah describes Al Pishnaim. If you had two Eidim in the Kata Shniya and one of them is Huzam, Echad min Achreinim Zemimim. So you're only left with one Eid. Say the Echad is not good for Knas. What if you had three Eidim or five Eidim in the Kata Shniya and you mazim one of them and you have left another four Eidim? You say Nins Echad min Eidim Karva Apostle. Eid is kulam b'teilo. Or do you say no? Nim sechmen karav apostle only applies if one of the Eidim is a karav, one of the Eidim is a rasha. What if one of the Eidim over here, we were mazim one of the Eidim? So you also say, Eidim shabatim and sasa batul kulam. So Mishnah makas that you say, even in such a case. You also say, Eidim shabatim and sasa batul kulam. The Mishnah over here doesn't say. He was talking about shnayim, the two. So if he mazim one, so you only left with eid echad. So that's a double pasha. Batla Eidishniya, he only left with Eid Echad. What do you mean Batla Eidishniya? So the Ganav pays Kerem and Kefal, because the Kata Rishayna is Nemenis, Kata Rishayna is intact, and the Kata Shniya, he left with one Eid Echad, so that's not enough. What if Echad Min HaRishayna Mzamimim? What if you're Mazim, one of the two who said, you were not Mazim, either of the Kat Shniya, who said Tavach HaMacha, but you're Mazim, one of the two of the Kat Rishayna, who said Ganav. So then the din is batla kol ha'edus. You cannot say the ganav has to pay base for gimel, but he doesn't have to pay keren b'kefal because that edus is batla. Mishnah says it has to be batla kol ha'edus. If you haven't established that there was a gneve, so he's allowed to do tvicha mechira. He's selling his own behemoth. He's shechting his own behemoth. Or even if it's clear that it's not his own behemoth, but if you didn't. You only pay dalet v'hei, you don't pay base v'gimel. So if he doesn't, if you can't be mechayiv him the kefil, even if he'll admit on his own that he stole. So Haidu'as Badin makes him mechayiv the keren. In order to have to pay kefil, you have to have shnei edim k'sherim. So if you don't have shnei edim k'sherim because of nimsech min rishayim zemimim, what lo kol ha'edus, it's not shaykh to pay base v'gimel. Men grei v'ein tvich v'ein mechiv. A nice, easy Mishnah, fine. It really belongs in Makkos. So the Gemara is going to bring up an issue over here in Hilchas HaZomah. In order to ask the kasha, they have to warm up by presenting first the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. And then they're going to ask the kasha about 8 lines from the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph Tana, and doesn't our Mishnah contradict one of the, isn't our Mishnah kasha against one of the shitas? Okay. So the Gemara says, Itmar, we know that there is a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. This is one of the famous machlokes, and this is one of the 6 exceptions to the rule where we pass from like Abaye. Usually we pass like Rava whenever Abaye v'Rava argue. The Gemara says that in this case we pass from like Abaye. Taisin writes in one place that this psak was, Taisin Kedushin writes that this psak was during their lifetime. During the lifetime of Abaye v'Rava, it had already been established by the other, by the consensus, that the psak is going to be like Rava in the overwhelming majority of the cases, except for these 6 cases of Yal Kigam. This is the ayin of Yal Kigam. Eid Zaymim l'mafreid on Yipsal. Eid Zaymim. A funny loshin there, Rabbeinu Tamer. Why is it Eid Zaymim? You should say Eidim Zaymim. Why does it say loshin yachid? A strange loshin. Okay, maybe it's not so strange. Eid Zaymim. Abaye omer l'mafreid on Yipsal. Rav omer mikara l'abohu on Yipsal. What does it mean l'mafreid on Yipsal? So Rashi has to spell it out. You shouldn't make a mistake. Let's say the Eidim came and testified. This is Chodesh Cheshvan. The Eidim come in Chodesh Cheshvan. And they testify that Reuven killed Shimon in Tishrei a couple of months ago. And then it comes Kislev, and another pair of Eidim come, and they're Mazim, the Eidim who testified today in Cheshvan. So there's a Machloikis Abaye v'Rava. So Abaye says, L'mafreya hu nifsal. What do you mean, L'mafreya? Since the witnesses testified that Reuben killed Shimon and Tishrei, so we consider it as if the Eidim killed somebody in Tishrei. So if the Eidim killed someone in Tishrei, they become postulators as of Tishrei. So that's what it means. L'mafreihu nifsal. We consider it as if they did the Aveira that they said the other fellow did. And they said the other fellow did it in Tishrei. So they become postulators in Tishrei. So Rashi says that's not correct. They become postulators. L'mafreya means from that moment on that they gave the Haggadah Seders. They gave the Haggadah Seders in Cheshvan. So they become postulators as of Cheshvan. Robert disagrees. He says, Mikana Lahabo, and this Mikana Lahabo means from the time of the Hazonah. The second cut is Mazim, them in Kislev. So from Kislev on, they become postulators.
He loses happy.
Let's say I know a person is a gangster. I know a person is a murderer. Is he believed in a death of Ben Bissur? So the thing is that he is believed. A Rasha is only postulated when the halacha requires 2 kosher aid. But a Rasha is kosher aid is in the area of Isur, a death of Ben Bissur. Unless he doesn't observe that area. Let's say the person is not careful about kashrus. He kills and he steals and he cheats in business, but he's very religious. Ben Adam Lamachim is very observant. So if they're not a mamachim, if he keeps kashrus and taras hamishpacha, so he's neman on kashrus and he's neman on taras hamishpacha. Mishnah says in chayrus and daflamit, achoshen al adov al adonav al amida. When it comes to, let's say, they'll ask the shayla of a rabbi, and he'll pask in the din. So if the rabbi himself is not observant in that area, he doesn't have neman. We can't trust him to pask in that area. Or if the eidechod neman b'isur, but the eidechod doesn't keep, he himself doesn't keep kosher. And he has a kosher restaurant, and he's saying, Lishi Taschem, that you keep kosher, he's going to tell us that this is kosher. So the Mishnah says that he has no nemonis. Even if he keeps kosher at home, but when he goes out to eat by others or in a restaurant, he's not always on the dark thing, but he doesn't have nemonis. He's only if he, in Eidechadem Nisurim, he's only nemon in that area which he observes. But if he does observe kashrus, then he's nemon, even though he's a murderer, even though he's a gangster, even though he cheats in business and so on. Rasha is Neman by Eidechad El Nisim. Tell the story about Rav Chaim Balozhina that once the local Ganef, in Europe everybody had a Parnasa. So one fellow was known as the local Ganef, that's what he could call him. So the local Ganef was making a bar mitzvah and he invited everybody to his home to have the Kiddush on Shabbos. So he asked Rav Chaim Balozhina if they're allowed to eat there. So Rav Chaim Balozhina said he's going to let them know. So he called in the Ganef and he asked him, tell me the truth, what do you do for a living? So he said, Rebbe, what can I tell you? I'm a Ganef. It's true what everybody says. I'm a Ganef. He says, and what happens if you have to do a neiva on Shabbos, if there's an opportunity to steal a lot of money on Shabbos? So he says, Parnasa, business is business, Parnasa. What can I do? Sometimes he's Mechal Shabbos. He does the Gneva on Shabbos. And then he says, what happens if you find all kinds of things? He's stealing from a non-Jew. What if you steal food? What if you find food? He takes all the food. What if it's non-kosher food? He takes it also. And then he says, what do you do with the food? Do you eat it? But he said, Rebbe, what do you think? I'm not Jewish. I'm a religious Jew. He says he's a Ganef and he's Mechal Shabbos and he does everything. But is he religious? It means Bein Adam Lamakam. He's religious. People have such an attitude. Split personality. Bein Adam Lamakam, they're religious. Bein Adam Lamakam, they're not religious. So this is a din in Dov Shebiervo, in Dili Mamanis, and din in the Fashis, when you need Shnei Edim Ksherim. So then Halacha says that an Eidzaimim is Pasaleilis. So that's Machleg Zabai Verabba. From what moment on does it become Pasaleilis? Why does it become Pasaleilis? Why does it become Pasaleilis? Was it hot, cold? Okay. Thank you. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and that's Sugya, Dabchov Zayin. The Gemara says that an Eid Zaymem is a Bal Avera. He's doing an Avera, Bein Adam Lamakam, and Bein Adam Lachavera. He's giving Eid a Sheker to take away someone's life or to make someone pay money that he doesn't deserve to pay. So he's doing an Avera, Bein Adam Lamakam, as well as Bein Adam Lachavera. So anyone who does an aver is pasaleilis. Al tashus yadchem rasha liyaseit chomas. A rasha is pasaleilis. A rasha means one who does an aver. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say one who does an aver sheyesh b'malchus or sheyesh b'misa, because the pasuk says ashehu rasha lamus. You see that one who did an aver for which there's an einish misa is called a rasha, and then the other pasuk says v'hayon bin hakos harasha v'hipil ashofet v'hikol l'ponik v'irishas v'mizpah. So you see that one who does an aver, which the punishment is Malkus, is also becomes a Rasha. And the Pasuk says, Al Tashi Dashem Rasha Liyaseit Chomas. A Rasha is Pasuk Leilis.
But Kishaloka Harei Uyachicha.
Correct.
Is that Shuvah valid for Kabbalah Seidus?
Yeah, that is a din by Kabbalah Seidus, yeah. If a person, let's say, a Treifus, it becomes, and the Bezdin makes a Gemar Din LaMalkus, witnesses come and make a Gemar Din LaMalkus, he's Pasuk Leilis. Now, if they administer the Malka, and he did Shuvah, if he doesn't do Shuvah, he's not Harei Uke Achicha. If he did Shuvah, calls man, they didn't give him the Malka, he's still Pasaleilis, because he has a Shem Rosh on him. But if he did Shuvah, plus they gave him the Malka, then the din is Harei Uke Achicha, then he's Kosher Leilis. That's the Rambam. That is correct, yeah. Doesn't have a nemonis of edus, you need eight kosher. But to say about yourself, there's no halacha, then you have to be kosher. I admit that I owe fortune and money, so they'll believe me. Yeah. I don't have to be kosher edus for that. So why is the eight zemim possible? Because an eight zemim who gives eight a sheker, that's an aver that sometimes gets misa, sometimes gets malchus. If the eight zemim would have testified that someone deserves the death penalty, then you would give him the death penalty. He testifies that somebody deserves Malkus, and then we give him Malkus. The Gemara says that we have a rule which Averas get Malkus. By Misa, there is no rule. There's a specific deal. By Malkus, there's a rule. So Loisana Berecha, Eid Shaker doesn't fit into the rule. But nonetheless, the Pasuk says that sometimes he gets Misa. And in order to get the Misa, you know, it doesn't have to live up to the rules of Malkus. Let's say, Alav Shem Bamaisa, Ein Loikim Olo. One who does an Averai, they Dibur. Alav Shem Bamaisa, Ein Loikim Olo. But for Misa purposes, there is no such klal. A person does an Averai, they Dibur. If the Chumash says that he gets Misa, he gets Misa. I'm a Gadev, Kalavi Imoy. If the Aver is done, Aidei Amira, Aidei Dibur. And he does get Nisa. So the lav of Lasana Berecho Eid Shoker is a lav that sometimes gets, you can't, the klal is Eino Enshem L'Kei Mazir, and a person doesn't get Oine Shaguf, Oine Shaguf on Malkus on Nisa, unless he violated some Laisese. So the lav that he violated is Lasana Berecho Eid Shoker. Clearly, there is an Avera. The question is that from the Averis HaChamuris that you label a person as a Rosha for? So the answer is yes. Sometimes you get Misa for that. Not always, sometimes you get Misa. For all the Averis that you get Misa, sometimes you get, let's say, Mechal Shabbos. Sometimes if you Mechal Shabbos in certain conditions, there won't be Misa. Other conditions, there will be Misa. You don't always get the Einish Misa. The Avera is there. So one who violates the law of Lasana Berachei Etshoker violated an Avera. Sheyesh Bamisa. So there is significant cause to declare that he should be posulated. So what's the machlokes here? Abai Verova. Abai Yom Alamafreihu Nifsal. He becomes posulated from the time that he testified. The Abai should be right. That's how he passed, like Abai. Once you mazim the katedim, once the second katedim, I mazim the first katedim. It's a gloy Muslim affair. It's been this barrier that the edim zaymim in the first katedim did an avera sheyesh b'misa. So they should be postulated from that time on. Rav Amar mikatalapa o nifsal. Very strange. Why? Bayom, okay, we don't pass them like Rav. Bayom la mafreh on nifsal. Who shaita? The asid havalei rosha v'atar ma'atashis atashis yatchem rosha. We say it comes, the Gemara bridges it. Atashis rosha eid. That's not the way it says in the Chumash. But that's what it means. Altarshis Rasha Eid. You can't allow a Rasha to give Eidus. Here the fellow is clearly a Rasha. He violated an Aveir of Laisana, which is sometimes Yeshba Malka, sometimes Yeshba Misa. So even if in his case, let's say he just testified on a Hepsid moment, he testified falsely to someone owes a dollar to someone else, and he's Husam on the dollar. But there's still the Aveir that he violated. In this case, there's no Eidus, but the Aveir that he violated is an Aveir Yeshba Misa. It warrants Misa sometimes. He violated the same Avera as if the Edom would have testified that someone was Chayv Misa v'hu is Mum. They violate the exact same Avera, except that over there there's Misa and over here there's no Misa. So that's called Alav, Sheyesh Ba Misa. So that's enough to pass on him the Edus. It's not Alav Sheyesh Ba Malkus, because Lav Sheyma Maisa is Alav Sheyma Malkus. But in order to get Misa, you don't need that. It should be Yesh Ba Maisa. Lasana sometimes gets Misa. So whoever violates Lasana should be postulated. Me'ahu shaita the acid. From that moment on that he gave the Eid of Sheker, Havalei Rosh, and he should be postulated. Abai is very easy to understand. Rav Omar, Rav Adachim Pashtein, V'kara l'abo hu nifsal. Why should that be so? So Rav says, Eidzam im chidushu. Chidush means what Dover has seser is haklal. That's how Tosfos writes in Yevamos in the first pair. Dover has seser haklal means an exception to the rule. All the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern. Kalatar kulin yin echot. And the chiddush means davar saisus haklal. Clearly does not fit into the system. It's a yotzim in haklal. Why is it a chiddush? In what way is it a davar saisus haklal? So treyu trey ninu. When the second kat edim contradict the first kat. Why do you believe the second pair of edim? It's trey trey. It's their word against their word. They say they were there. And they saw the way Reuven killed Shimon. And the second Katedim said, you weren't there and couldn't be. You weren't even there. You were on a different continent. You can't give Eidus on that. But the first Kat said that they were there. So basically, it's their word against their word. Trey, trey. My chaz is the Tzais Lahani. Why? What leads you to believe that you should listen to them? Tzais Lahani, listen to the first Katedim. Why do you listen to the second pair of Eidim? Listen to the first pair of Eidim. So the Torah says, no, that you give them honest to the second Kat. Against the first cut. So this is a Dabah HaSaisah Saklal. This is an exception to the rule of Trey Trey. So now Rava comes up with a new rule. Whenever you have a situation of a Chiddush, Chiddush means Dabah HaSaisah Saklal. Ein lach boi ela Chiddusho. That I understand. Ein lach boi ela Chiddusho. Ein lach boi ela Chiddusho means like this. Whenever you have a din in Chumash, so I extend that din to Kol HaTarkul, any other din that's similar. Any other case that's similar. For example, the beginning of the Masechta, you have Obis Nizikin Aritna Chumash Shor Bor Mavra and Hever. So the Gemara assumes that that it's Lav Davke Shor, Lav Davke Bor. Anything that's similar to Shor and Bor, Mavra and Hever is a Tolda. The Tolda same Kayotzebem has the same thing. That's a Mamatzinu. That's the Midah of Mamatzinu. In Mamatzinu, we always use Mamatzinu. It says in the Chumash that the Atzi Shitim Omdim, that when they built the Mishkan, they had the Atzi Shitim Kedera, standing up Kedera to be Losam. And from that pasuk we derive that whenever you use some natural item for a mitzvah, the lulav, the esrog, the hadassim, and the aravos, everything has to be held kederach kedilos. Because whenever the chumash has a din in one place, we extend it to all the other cases that are similar to that din. Unless the din where the Torah has it happens to be a chiddush. A chiddush means that this is an exception to the rule. So it clearly doesn't fit into the pattern. It doesn't fit into the rest of the dinei haTorah. So even if you have, let's say,
is that only part of the dinim deraisa, or also dinim derabanan, like in Kelim, or Gizayim, or Rishon? Davar chadash chidishu chachamim ve'inli malahashi. That because
what they're talking about shudik the weights, and
since it's a the harim shudik the weights,
What is the din med the rabbanan?
Yeah.
So look at the Mishnah. Where is it? Perik?
Yud-Zayin,
Mishnah, Zayin. Okay, got homework. Good idea. We should look it up.
We were explaining before that even though there's a lapshim l'maisa, still since certain times you're chayav nisa, so this comes out of the klolim of malchus, and mele you're automatically a rasha. If I would be able to decipher that you somehow lied and you were over losana without the specific dinim of kashazon, where you have to say imanu ayisim makom ploni, clearly there's some other ways for me to find out that you lied. In that scenario, you would not be chayav misa, because we can't apply kasha's own, and still you were over the law, so would you be a rasha then?
Probably would be possible, yeah. The Baharat Barak look.
Because if they would have said kasha's zaman, if they would have said imanu ayisim, so then I would be chayav misa, so even
so
now.
That shows that this law of Lysana is a law of sheyesh bo misa. So even if in your particular case it happens that there's no misa, you see that that law is sufficient law to give misa based on it. So that's a lav that passes later.
Unless you just say that kashazam is a new parsha that automatically it's only to do with the lav, but we are mechadish that you just get exactly what you were zayin, but it's not a din.
But the Gemara says you always have to have a lav. You don't give an oin shaguf of misa malchus unless the person violated another. So that indicates that this aver of loisana, either is loisana of anusham yishmuli yiro. The Gemara in the first parak of malchus has a machlokes hatanaim, which is the lav. It doesn't make that much of a difference either. Lav A, Lav B. So there's a lav that warrants misa. But that's enough to pass on a person later. So Abai, you understand very well. What is Rabbah saying? The Kana Labo Nipsal, why? So first he says, Eitzemim is a chidushu because it's an exception to the rule. The rule is, Trey Trey, my cause is the Tzai Slahani, Tzai Slahani. So this is an exception to the rule. So we have, whenever you have a chidush, Adobar Asaisa Saklal, so we know Eilach Ba'Eilach Hidusha. You cannot extend, you cannot say, let's learn out from the Parsha Beit Zaymeim to call it Tarkula, whatever cases are similar, we should apply this din. No, that's the klal. A Chidush doesn't extend. The basis of Mamatzinu is that all the dinim and the Torah fit into one big pattern, so that's why you have a right to learn out a Mamatzinu b'din echad l'chaveiro. Two kinds of Mamatzinus here. Shor bora ma'vehever, this a din of told the same creates behem. That's a mamatzinu. I say that's also, the told is also sure, the told is also bor, told is also mava in heaven. But then when you learn out, it says, Atzi shit mamni, we're learning out midin echad v'chavera. So also, you have a right to learn out midin echad v'chavera. You have a right to extend the din. So whenever, you only have a right to extend the din midin echad v'chavera, if it would appear that all the dinim fit into one pattern, everything is called a tarakul and yenech, it all fits into the same system. If something is, if they have a parsha in the chumash that's clearly a chiddush, so Chiddush indicates that it's a Dabar Seisus HaKlal, so it doesn't fit into any system. A Yotzim in HaKlal, so then you cannot learn out, you cannot derive anything from that parsha to call a Tarakula. You really can't learn Midin Echad L'Chaveru. In Lech Bo'el Chidusha, you cannot derive a Mamatzin Midin Echad L'Chaveru. So that we could understand. But that's not what Rav is saying over here. He's saying a little differently. Not Ein Lech Bo'el Chidusha. He says, Ein Lech Abaya L'Mishas Chidusha V'Yelach. What does that mean? Also like Ein Lech Ba'Eilach Chidusha, but this is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you believe the second pair of Edim against the first pair of Edim. So if you believe the second pair of Edim, so it comes out of Loi Moslem Afriya. First pair of Edim gave Eid a Sheker. Shas when they gave the Haggadah Seidus. So what does he mean? It's very unclear. Ein Lech Ba'Eilach Mishas Chiddush the Eilach. A little strange. So we have a din in Yeridaya that if you have some traitors falls into kosher, you have it's not nice and tam. So the din is that it's a bottle b'shishim. That's a din that's learned out from Chumash. It's a din of bittel beroyv. Sometimes bittel beroyv. If it's min b'minon, it's min b'sheinim. It's a din bittel b'shishim. So it says in Yeridaya, they quote from a Tosefta and Truma. It says in Yeridaya that bittel only applies after you know the hatarubis. Before you deal hatarubis, there's no din of bittel. That's a din deraisa. It's in the Tosefta. What kind of a din is that? So the pashtus is that what it means is the following. That, let's say, a little bit of chaza shmaltz fell into the vegetable soup. A drop of chaza shmaltz, and you have 1,000 drops of vegetable soups, and it gets mixed in. And it's bottle b'shishim, it's ain't a nice and tam. Doesn't taste any better, any worse, tastes exactly the same as it did before. But every spoonful of, I'm going to eat a bowl of vegetable soup now. Every spoonful of vegetable soup that I swallow has a little bit of a mashu of the chaza shmaltz in it. What kind of a din is that that is bottle b'shishim? But I know the fact. The fact is that I'm swallowing an iser. So it's a chatzi shir. So chatzi shir is also menater. Less than a kazak. Chatzi shir is also menater. So what kind of a din is it that is batel b'roi? So that's the halacha. We learn that from a pasuk batel b'roi. So it's a din. It's not that it's mevara the metzias. From mevara the metzias that there's no treifas. The metzias, the fact is 100% that every spoonful of soup that you swallow, you're going to be swallowing a little mashu of the iser. That's the metzias. The halacha tells you have a right to be noyeg as if there were no iser in a bowl of soup that you're drinking. So that's what the halacha apparently says. That's the tosefta. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That whenever the Torah tells you a din in hanhoge, that doesn't necessarily correspond to metzias. Like, the fact is that there is treifas. And the halacha says you have a right to ignore it. So that's a din how the person should be noyeg. So whenever you have a din hanhoge, that only applies after you become aware that there's an issue. From that time on, that a Jewish person becomes aware that there's an issue. If there's a Goyish person becomes aware that a little chaza shmaltz fell in to the vegetable soup, it's irrelevant. He can eat the chaza without it mixing it. But you have to have the idea satarubis. A Jew who's religious should be aware of the fact that there's a problem. So then halacha says you have a right. Halacha says you're allowed to eat it. From that time on that you became aware, that's when the din hanhoga applies. So l'chore, that's exactly what Rava is saying over here. Rava says, Abai and Rava both know that Eid Zaymim is really a chiddush. The Pashta says they both agree that Eid Zaymim is a chiddush. It should have been considered a case of trey, and my chaz is tzai slahani. So the chiddush is that we rely on the second katavet. So the shahad is, what is the nature of the chiddush? So Abai says, they both agree it's a chiddush. Abai says the chiddush is that we give nemanis to the second kat against the first kat. If we give nemanis to the second kat, that means that the case has been nisbara. We are mevara the facts. The Torah says in this case, it's not treated as trey. It's considered a birur that the first ate him lied. So once it's nisbara, so those are the facts. That's a gloy muslim afreya. That's what he says. A gloy muslim afreya, he shaita the asin havalei rasha. It's Nizbar that he gave Eid Sheker. Rabbi disagrees, he says no. It's a Chiddush, even after the Torah says we give Kasher Zamam, we still don't know who's telling the truth. It's a Chiddush, it's a Dabar Saisas HaKlal, whenever you have Trey, you're paralyzed, you can't act at all. Here the Halacha says that you should be noheg as if the second Katedim were telling the truth, but you still don't know who's telling the truth. So Rabbi holds that it's a Din Hanhoge, it's not a Birur, so whenever you have a Din of Hanhoge, so the din is that it's only mikana lahabo. It's not going to be lemafreya.
Have you had the whole beer in Rubel Chazak Ruba Adif is because Rov is a mavar as opposed to hanhaga. So over here, when we're dealing with Bapa B'shishim, we're explaining that's also hanhaga. So why is a Rov better than a?
That's a different rive. If you have a rive of what the likelihood is, if the probability is the odds are 85-15 that it's kosher, so that's mevar the facts of the case.
I'm saying in our scenario we would not apply the din of Rubu Chazak Rubu Adif because it's just a hanhaga.
We're by bittul b'roi.
Yeah,
it's not shy. Let's say you would have a roiv garua. Let's say the roiv is 51-49. So that's also a roiv, but just made it by the skin of its teeth. So Tosis says in different places, Tosis learns Gemara, whenever you have a roiv garua, the Rubu Chazak Ashkulu. It's not going to be Ruba V'chazok Ruba Adif. The reason why Ruba V'chazok Ruba Adif is because Rav is a Bira. That's only if it's an 85% Rav, something like that. But 51-49, that Din of Rav Guf is only a Din Hanhoke. So if you have a contradiction, a conflict between a Rav Guru and a Chazok, so Tosis learns in the Gemara that then it'll be Shkul. It won't be Ruba V'chazok Ruba Adif. That's how Tosis. The Gemara has in three places a Sugya. Avein Sofik Moitzim Idei V'adai. That's the expression the Gemara has. So Tosis says that's what it means. In Sachem Ritzim Devadei means if you have a roiv garua, it's not odif from Chazok. It's Shkulim. So the Chayv, that's the Machlokes Abaye Rava. This Gemara, this Rava's din, even though we don't pass like Rava, this Rava's din is the marker for that din in Yerideh. That you have to have Yedias HaTarubis. If you learn Nida, the first Tosis in Nida has two opinions. One opinion of Tosis is that Safik Tuma Bishu Sayochid Sveka Tomei Vadai, Safik Tuma Bishu Sarab Sveka Tohar Vadai, that it doesn't work La Mafreya. It only works Mikara La Habo. Let's say the Safik Tuma Bishu Sayochid. Safik Tuma Bishu Sayochid Sveka Tomei will only be Tomei Mikara La Habo. If I realize now that there was a Safik Tuma yesterday, so he won't say that it was Tomei as of yesterday. It will only be Tomei Mikara La Habo. Also, because that day in Tosfos says that the dinim of Safik Tum is only a din in Hanhogim. How can it be Mavar the fact of the case? You have no biru at all. Same thing Chazaka. Tosfos writes in Chulin. Chazaka is only Mikan V'Elach. You can't have a Chazaka. Tosfos Loshen is Chazaka. Shlom is Bara B'Shaito. Zain a Chazaka. Tosfos says, let's say I have an animal that's over a year old. I have a Paraduma that's over a year old. And I'm wondering whether it's a treifa or not. Halacha says that just like a treifa may not be used for a korban, so to a treifa may not be used for a paraduma. Chatos karachman is like a korban chatos, just like a chatos. Chatosi, says in Parshas Chukos, chatosi. So the paraduma has a din like a chatos. So just like a chatos, you're not allowed to use an animal that's a treifa. You learn that from Sukkot. Minah behema lohotzi is a treifa. Minah boka lohotzi is a treifa. It's no good. So the same thing, a treifa is not acceptable for paraduma. So the Gemara says, how do you know whether any given animal is a treifa? Maybe the paraduma is a treifa. So the Gemara says, you go basa roiv. You have a right to follow roiv, and you assume it's not a treifa. And that's how the Gemara proves that there's an institution of roiv. So Tosfos says to Kasha, how do you know? A para has to be more than a year old. A para has to be in the second year. Para bashtai. Has to be, when the para is first born, it's an eagle. So only after the first birthday. During the first year, first birthday, and the second birthday, it's called Parah Bashtayim, then it's called a Parah. So if the Parah survived the year, so it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, we have a klal in the Gemara that Treifa ain't a Chaya. If an animal has a Treifa, one opinion in the Gemara, Machlokes. So one opinion in the Gemara is that Treifa ain't a Chaya. If an animal has a Treifa, it cannot survive for 12 months. If the Paraduma is over 12 months old, so obviously 12 months ago it was not a Treifa. So you should shtel off the chazaka, the fact that 12 months ago it was not a treifa. So you should assume that the situation didn't change, unless you know b'feirish otherwise that it did change. So Tosfos asks, how can you prove from Parah Aduma that you go basa roi? Maybe you can just prove that you go basa chazaka. The fact that the Parah Aduma survived over a year, it's a gloy Muslim afreya, that 12 months ago it was not a treifa. I maybe developed a treifa in the last year. So you can't. So you don't have to answer. You go basa roi. Rav behemis don't develop treifas. Maybe that's based on chazaka. That's Tosfos kash. So Tosfos gives this famous answer. Chazaka shlein is bara b'shaita ain't a chazaka. Chazaka means if I know what the facts are now, and then I checked by whatever MRI. I checked. I see the animal is not a treif. Then tomorrow I did. Next day I didn't check. So the halacha says, that's a chazaka. Since the day after I took the MRI on the animal, I have a suffix, is it still kshera, or is it a treifa? You say, there's a din hanhoga, I have a right today to be in roig, the same as yesterday. But here, for the whole year, I didn't know what to do. At the end of the year, I find out, I didn't know for the whole year whether it's a treifa or not. At the end of 12 months, this serves as a biru that 12 months ago the animal was not a treifa. But 12 months ago I didn't know that it wasn't a treifa. Could it be that it was a treifa? So that's a chazok, shlein is bara b'shaito. So that's not a valid chazok. Chazok is a din hanhoge. Chazok is not mevar the fact of the case. Chazok is a din had to be noheg. In fact, Tosfos says la halacha that sometimes you observe a chazok when it's a tarta de sasri, when it's a dov sheyev shalios. You still follow chazok. So chazok is clearly not at all a biru. You can't have a biru in a case of a tarta de sasri. For sure it's not correct. Chazok is a din. You have a right to be noheg in accordance with the chazok. The chazaka, since it's a din in hahoge, has to be mishas yediyas ha problem. If I realize I have an issue, so then I have a right to be noig based on what I was noig yesterday. But yesterday I didn't know how to be noig. A year ago I didn't know what the story was with the animal. I find out at the end of the year that after 12 months I can ascertain that 12 months ago it was not a treifa, because treifa ain't a chayud beis chodesh. But mishas ma'is I didn't know. So that's not a valid chazak. Chazak has to be after yedias ha-baya, after yedias ha-iser, after realize that you have a problem on your hand, and then the Torah tells you how to be noheg. You can't do it, you can't say retroactively. So that's the machloikis abai v'rova. They both agree that etzemim is a chidush. But now they argue, what's the nature of the chidush? Abai holds the nature of the chidush is that the Torah gives nemanis to the second kat. So the second kat has nemanis, that's a birur. Namonis means a birur. Birur is a mevaral, a mafreya. And Rava says, no, even after the Torah gave us the chidush, it's still not a birur. We still don't know who's telling the truth. It's just a din hanhoge. We should be noheg in accordance with the second kat. So anything that's a din hanhoge only applies mikana lahabo. That's what they say in the name of Rav Shimon Shkop. That the pshat and the machloek is abai v'rava. The Nesivis quotes the tour. The tour has a tour ala Torah, and the tour Chosh Mishpat has a comment, a harifas. Usually the tour is very bland. But we hear the tour has a harifas, and the Nesivis says that the harifas is not correct. The tour says that the machloek is abai v'rava is where the Eitz Zayim is a chidush. That Rav says Eitz Zayim is a chidush, and we have a rule, Eilach Be'elach Hidusha, is a mele, it follows logically. This doesn't follow so logically. Since Eitz Zayim is a chidush, and they have a rule, Eilach Be'elach Hidusha, you can't extend the chidush further, so the mele, it follows logically. Eilach Be'elach Mishas Hidusha V'Eilach. Why should that follow? Whoever heard of such a klal? Eilach Be'elach Hidusha, we understand the chidush means Dabar Soses HaKlal. And the whole idea of learning at Mamotzinim Din Echad Lachaveh is because Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. So if this is a Chiddush Dabar Soses HaKlal, means it doesn't fit into the system. So you cannot extend Din Echad Lachaveh. So if he would have said something about Ein Lech Ba'el Chiddush and not to extend it, we would understand. He doesn't say that. He says Ein Lech Ba'el Mishas Chiddush V'Yelech. What is that? What is that all about? So somehow the tour says, no, that makes sense. Rava makes sense. So why does Abai disagree? Pashtus is that Abai makes sense, and the burden of proof is on Rava. You have to break your head to understand Rav. So the Torah says, no, Rav is right. It's a chidush. And a chidush, it follows logically. So why does Abai disagree? Abai holds Eitz Zayim is not a chidush. Why is Eitz Zayim not a chidush? It's mamish regular tray. So he says, no. The Gemara says later, on the second line, on 9 Gim Laman Aleph, paslinu ligazlan usa. If two Edim testify that a person is a god, two Edom testify that two people are Ganavim. So we believe the second pair, we don't believe the first pair, and that's not a Chiddush. That's a Dovah Poshut. I bet it's trade, that's how it's serving. Morrison, that's not trade. The second pair are saying about the persons of the first pair that they are Gazlonim. You have two Edom say that I'm a Gazlon, so and let's say the two of us say we are not Gazlonim, and two people say we are Gazlonim. So he's bringing, it's their word against our word. No, but they're talking about us. So we're the Balei Dvarim over here. So we are not nemanim about ourselves to say that we are not gazlan. So the Gemara assumes that's a double poshut. That's not a chiddush. Asida be paslina be gazlanusa. If the second pair of Edom declare not that they're mazim the first pair, they say the first pair are gazlanim, then the first pair become posulators mula mafreya. That's not going to be a chiddush. The Gemara holds that's a double poshut. So the Torah says that's what Abai holds in every case of Eid Zayman. Abai holds that it's not a chiddush. Because the second pair of Edom, if two Edom say Horag, and then two Edom come and say Loi Horag, that's trade. And Gemara is right, my father says Tzais Lahani, Tzais Lahani. But if two Edom say Horag, and then the other two Edom say Heichatam Edom Shehorag, B'makam Zeh, Emono Hayisim B'makam Acher. So the second two Edom are saying on the Gufam, Shal Ha'edim HaRishayim. That's like saying Paslina B'Gazlan Usam. So the first two Edom are not Nemanim to say about themselves that we were in New York. The second pair of Edom say they were in Yerushalayim on that Shabbat. So they're not Nemanim on themselves to say that they were in New York. So therefore it's not a trade. That's what the Tur explains. Tur al-Aftarah and the Tur in Chosh HaMishpat. That's the Machlokes Abai v'Rovah. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Halachi Kabai v'Yad V'Rami Paschal HaGabai. So the Maskonah, the Nemanis of the second Kat, is not a Chiddush. Since it's not a Chiddush, then it becomes Paschal HaMachar. So the Nesivis quotes this in Chosh HaMishpat. He says he doesn't agree. He thinks Abai also has to agree that Zedem is a Chiddush. When you're talking about Paslina B'Gazlan Uso, so the second Katedim is saying a Haggadah Seidus on the persons of the first two Edim. So the first two Edim are Balei Dvarim to say about themselves, we are not Gazlan, we are Kosher Edus. But if the second Kat say about the first Kat, If you were in New York on that Shabbos, so you couldn't know anything about it. What do you mean, the nate about the persons of the first Eidim? It's irrelevant whether they're in Yerushalayim. The whole relevance is whether they're able to testify, whether Reuben Harga Shimon or Reuben Lahar. So that's trade. So the first pair of Eidim say, we were there in New York and we know that Reuben Harga is Shimon. The second cut say, you cannot testify. That's saying Eidim whether they were in New York or in America. What's that? What's the difference whether they're in New York and Yerushalayim? It's irrelevant. It's only relevant, can they testify that Reuben Harga is Shimon or not? So the second kata is saying that you don't know whether Reuben Harga is Shimon. So that's not an Eidus on the Gufam. That's a tray of trade. That's a regular case of tray of trade. So the Nesivis doesn't accept that the Harif is from the Tur. That Abai should be saying that Eid Zemim is not a Chiddush. He says both Abai and Rabbah hold that it's a Chiddush, but the whole Machlokes of Rabbah is what's the nature of the Chiddush. So what are they fighting about? So that's the Machlokes. Abai holds that the nature of the Chiddush is that the second cut has nemanis and the first cut has no nemanis. If it's nemanis, then it's a biru. If it's a biru, so it's in this bar lamafreh. And Rabbi holds that even after the Torah gave us the Chiddush, it's still not a biru. It's not that the second cut has nemanis and it's in this bar. It's a din hanhoge, how to be knowing. Whenever you have a din hanhoge, then Alocha says, Eilach boi, yala mishas chidusha v'yed. So the way we're explaining the din, Eilach boi, yala mishas chidusha v'yed, is really unrelated to the other klal. Eilach boi, yala chidusha. Eilach boi, yala chidusha is a different thing. But usually you learn that min din echad v'chaver, atzi shit mom, then teaches you that the dalad minim have to be kederach v'ilosam, because we assume kala Torah kulin yin echad, you can extend halacha as a detail, halacha that's written in the Mishkan can be extended to the mitzvah of dalad minim. But that's only if the original din seems to fit into a pattern. So we say all the din atar fit into the same pattern, and the din extends to all the other cases. But if the original din is in the parsha of the Chiddush, the Chiddush is so you can't extend it at all. But that's not the klal. It's not that Rav is saying Yalom and Shas Chiddusha v'Eilach. That's the same as saying Eilach Boi Eilach Chiddusha. No, it's a totally different klal. Eilach Boi Eilach Chiddusha is a different word. Whenever you have a din hanhoge only apply mikanal habon. That's identical with the din that you need yediyas hataruis to have bitul b'ro.
I mean, this whole beer is only in the Lishna Kama, right?
The Lishna Kama, yeah. The Lishna Kama. Then the Gemara said, Lishna Kama claims that it's a fundamental machloikis abai v'rov on the level of their eyes. Ika the Ami, the second version has it. Rav and Amik abai is related. Rav is maskim on the level of their eyes with abai that is zanun amafrehu nifsal. It is a chiddush. Everything the same as before. It is a chiddush. But the nature of the chiddush is that the second kat has namanis. The second has namanis, so it's a bira. It's a bira, so this is bar l'mafrehu. It's not just a din on her. And the whole din that he said, mikana lahabu nifsal, it's only mid the rabbanon. I hakna chachamim change the dini hatera. It's a case of dini mamanis. So dini mamanis, you can say hefke bez nefke. The mechanism of changing, they change a lot of dinim in dini mamanis. Hefke bez nefke. Ika di amri. The other version has rav and amikah bais filei on the level of the rice. Double the mafayim nisim. Ha chayne time of the rav. Why does it say mikana labo? Only with the rabbanim shim seder the lekuchas. So Taisin says lab davke lekuchas. It says it's lav davke lekuchos. Say the dinim amnis. All cases with the rabbanon, they made a takana that we should accept the psuliyot. But on the level of the rice, the rubber would be masking with abba. Yeah. The Gemara says, my benayu. What's the difference between the two hezberim? Difference on the level of the rice. Yeah. But once we have the din the rabbanon. So my benai makes a difference halacha lamaisa. So the Gemara says, "Yasida bei trei lachad or trei lachad." Sounds from the Gemara that you have two nafkiminas. One is "Yasida bei trei lachad semicolon e nami," or another nafkimina would be the paslinu be gazlanus. Two different nafkiminas. What does that mean? When you say that Eizemim is a chiddush in the first version of Rav, that's only if you have trey u trey, if the two amazim two. So that's trey trey. But if four amazim two, if asida be trey bechad, or trey bechad, if two people amazim one aid, two people amazim the other aid, so that's four against two. So four against two, that's not a chiddush. Says this, why not? What means it's a halacha of trei kemeya? Well, why is it not a chiddush? It's a violation. It's not a violation of the rule of trei. It's a violation of the rule of trei kemeya. So it's vital davar sayis es haklal. So that's what Tosfos is going to reinterpret. That's what it sounds like in Mar. See the trailer, if you have four against two, then it's no longer a chiddush. See, if you're going to say like Rav, the first, if you pass like Abai, so there's no nafkamina of anything. If you want to hold like Rav, so then he's going to make an nafkamina. My benai, what's the difference between Rav's opinion in the first version and the second version? So the Gemara says the nafkamina will have if it'll be four against two. See, if you're judging Nikan al Haba because of chiddush, so four against two is not a chiddush. But if the reason why Mikan al Haba is because Pseidot Lukuch is a Takana de Rabbanon, so then even in this case, where it's not a Chiddush, it will also make a Takana de Rabbanon.
The Gemara in the second Nafkamin is the Paslanum, the Gazonuso. So according to the tour, that's what the Gemara was talking about the whole time. I mean, that's goof for what Abaye holds.
That Abaye holds that every case of Eid Zaymim is equivalent to Paslanum, the Gazonuso. And Robert disagrees. So the Gemara is not giving on my benai within Rabban, not within Abaye. If you hold like Abaye, there's no. Abaye stays the same. But there are two versions within Rava. So the Gemara wants to know, my benayu, this whole Shtik Gemara is irrelevant. This my benayu is irrelevant. Once you pass like Abaye, so there's no my benayu. So this Gemara goes, my benayu, what's the difference? If you'll hold like Rava, what's the difference between the first husband and the second husband? The first thing Gemara says, one afkamina, trey lechat. Four against two is not trey. So then if the reason for Rava, mikal alahaba, is because of the chiddush, here there's no chiddush. But if the reason for Rav is upsetted the Lukul Stakon of the Rabban, so even in this case. Inami, the Paslin of the Gazlanusam. That what? The first version of Rav holds that Eid Zanim is a Chiddush, but Paslin of the Gazlanusam, Rav also agrees it's not a Chiddush. So then Rav will say he becomes Pasul.
He just doesn't agree to the extending it to, has that meaning, he agrees to the Yisoid of Abaye, but just not the practical application.
Yeah, Paslin of the Gazlanusam, that is correct, that's not called Trey. But Abaye, the Torah explains that Abaye holds that every case of Eid Zaymim is also exactly the same. No Chiddush, it's the same as Paslin B'Gazlanus. And Rabbi says, no, you can't extend it. But if it would be Paslin B'Gazlanus, that wouldn't be a Chiddush. So then, according to the first version of Rabbi, that's not a Chiddush, a Rabbi will agree with Abaye's Nifsal HaMafreya. According to the second version of Rabbi, that the Eid Zaymim Gufa is Paslin HaMafreya Minator. It's only made the Rabbanah, we were Mashas, that we make a Takana de Rabbanah by Paslin B'Gazlanus as well. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Yeah, here's the problem that all the Rishonim are bothered with. Tosfos says, because you have four amazim too, so that's why it's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush. It's not a davar seisas haklal against the rule of trey, but it says davar seisas haklal against the rule of trey kemeil. The Mishnah says in Makkos that you say trey kemeil. So if two amazim too is a chiddush, so four amazim too should also be a chiddush. If trey kemeil, so four amazim too is also a chiddush. So Tosfos over here gives one shot. That's Tosfos Kasher. The second Tosfos on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So the yes, v'teima mabaka hari trei kemeya havu. Four against two is trei kemeya. So it's still a soiseres haklal. It's not a davar soiseres haklal against trei. It's davar soiseres haklal against another klal, the klal of trei kemeya. So Tosfos here says like this. We're talking about a situation of dini mominus. The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Makkos, if two, you need two Eidim by Mamanis and you need two Eidim by Nefashis. So if the two Eidim who are testifying by Nefashis are hanging out two different windows, Echad Roi Mechal and Zeb, Echad Roi Mechal and Zeb, Ein Roim Zeze. The two Eidim don't know of each other. They're not aware of each other. But each one saw the way Reuven murdered Shimon in broad daylight in the middle of the street. So each one runs to Bez and he gives out God's Eidim. I don't know about the other guy doesn't know about me, but we're hanging out two different windows. But we saw the whole murder and we heard the Hasra, everything. So they come to Bezin. So Mishnah says to give a din in a fashis punishment, that's insufficient. That's called Eidus Miyachedus. Eidus Miyachedus means Echad Roi Mechal Azeb, Echad Roi Mechal Azeb, Ein Shneim Roi Mezeb. So by Nefashis not acceptable. And the Gemara says by Mominus it is acceptable. The Pshat and the Pasuk, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad, it already says Al Pi Shneim Eidim Al Pi Shlosh Eidim Yumas HaMeg. So why does it say have to finish off Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad? That's implicit in the first half of the Pasuk. Mar says, no, what it means, Layimas al pi eid echad means there are two eidim, but it's echad echad, singular eidim, not a single eid. Eid echad is no good because it says you need two eidim, two or three. But it means even if you have 100 eidim, but you don't have a kat of eidim, they weren't mitztarf yachad because they're not roim zeze. So lo yumas al pi eid echad, the Gemara means echad echad. And then the Gemara is medayik only lo yumas, that's only a din in the fashas, but in Mamanis, eidis mecheres would be good. So Tosfos interprets in the Gemara that that's what it means. That see the bay trei lechad doesn't mean that four were mazim two and that's not a chiddush. Four mazim two is trei kemeya. So the fact that the four are believed against the two is also a chiddush. It would also be a chiddush aliba de rabba. The Gemara meant to say the original two who were testifying, it's talking about a case of dini mamnis. Shira echad mechalan zeh, echad mechalan zeh, od bohedo achrei do. And they didn't rhyme zeh zeh. The two eidim and two eidim don't know of each other. So when you have the two amaz and one eid, and the two amaz and one eid, it's not really four against two. These two don't join together. Each one says, I was there. I don't know whether the other guy was there. The other guy says, I was there. I don't know if he was there. The two original eidim who were huzmu are not rhyme zeh zeh. So it's not really four against two. It's two against one, and it's two against one. So that we know. Ein rav shel echad b'makom shtayim. Two against one, so the two are believed. Four against two is trei kamei. So it's equal. But two against one is ein rav shel echad b'makom shtayim, and the other two against one is also ein rav shel echad b'makom shtayim. That's how Tosis learns over here. The girsa that we have, that's see the bay trei lachad or trei lachad. It's two against one and two against one. It's not called four against two, because the original two were not roim zeh zeh. When they come to Besen, each one says, I saw the murder. And murder wouldn't help. I saw the halvor. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he was. The other guy says, I saw the halvor, but I don't know where he was. So the two are not the mitzvah from the yachad.
But if they didn't know about the other eid, then each one, as far as he's concerned, would only be coming to the chayav shvuah.
Right.
As far as he's concerned, he's only. So how can the eidim zomim come and be chayav the entire thing?
So that's a machlokes satanoim. Would you accept that? Eidus miyachedus and didim amdus. Machlokes satanoim. So one Tana says exactly what you say. It's Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima, because you can say L'chai V'Shvua Basi. And we don't paskin like that. The question is, why not? But that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Aflami. So we paskin that Hoido Achor Hoido, or Shneim Roim Shnei Chaloinis, is good. It's good to be M'chai Mama. It's a question, why? Why shouldn't it be Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima? Because each Eidechel will say L'chai V'Shvua Basi. I didn't intend to be Mavs and Mama. So it's a good kashim, it's a good terence. Yeah. That's how Tosfos says over here. That's the girsa that we have. That's the trei lachad, trei lachad. And then we have inami. Another nafkamina would be the paslinhu begazlanusa. What does that mean? Instead of talking about a case of an eid zaymein, that we're talking about, what if the second pair of eidim testify that last year Pliny was a ganav? So does Pliny become postulatus from the time of the ganeva? Because we believe the eidim that he did a ganeva a year ago. They say he only becomes postulatus mikan al habor from the time that the second katavadim testified about Pliny, that he was a gana. So if you hold, the reason why Rava says mikan al habor is because of a chiddush, paslinu begazlanusa is not a chiddush. But if the reason for Rava is that despite the fact men atorah, eid zaymein should be nifsal amapreb, but we made a takana the rabban and didim amunis, hefke bez nefke. Made a takana, mishum seder to lukuchas, that he should make the same seder to lukuchas. In the case of Paslin and the Gazlanus, that's how we have the Girsa anymore. So this is what the Rabbi Natan finds problematic. The Gemara wanted to know Eid Zaymen, whether it becomes postulated as Mikana Abola Mafreya. So the Gemara has a Machlekes and Baba Rav and two explanations. And Rav and Ma Nafkamin is in a different place, a different case, Paslin and the Gazlanus. Usually the Gemara will give a Nafkamina within the case that we're talking about. We're talking about Eid Zaymen. We're not talking about Paslin and the Gazlanus. Gemara says a chaf nafkamina chaf in a totally different case. Why did the Gemara give nafkaminas within eid zaymen? The first nafkamina, chebechad, that's a nafkamina within eid zaymen. So the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the same Gemara appears in Sanhedrin daf chaf zayin manach. Tosfos in Sanhedrin quotes the Rabbi Natan. See, he changes the gears in the Gemara. Instead of having trei lachad inamid paslin begazanusa, he has a different gears. That's see the bay trei lachad v'idach. Paslin who begazlanus. There were four witnesses talking about the original two. Two witnesses said Eidus and Mamen, let's say. So two witnesses come later say one of them is a gazlan. So that's a double pasha. The gazlan is Nifsala Mafreya. And then so the gazlan has no nemanus at all. And then when the other two witnesses are mazim the first day, it's not two against two. Because one of them we knocked off already because Paslin of Gazanusa. He has no namanis at all. There's nothing to discuss. So the two who are mazim, the first one is not trey or trey. It's a trey bechad. Yasida be trey bechad beidach, and the other original eight, Paslin of Gazanusa. So he can't be misayaya to the other one. So Rabbi Nadam says, this fire is all the kashas. It's like a sheer klali. He was bothered. Why does it say Eid Zaymim? Abai Yom Alam Afreya Rav Amikar Alam should say Eidim Zaymimim. Why do you say in the singular? So he says, because the Gemara is going to give a case. Idach Paslina Begazlan Usa. You will only, we were mazim one, and the other one was Paslina Begazlan Usa. That's why it's not Shver from Trey Kameya. It doesn't mean that four were mazim two. Four were mazim two is a Trey Kameya. That's still a Chiddush. It means two were mazim one, and the other two Pasl the other Eid Begazlan Usa. All fantastic shot. No, okay, it's good.
Eidish is not from the Once the first time you can buckle, so you don't have to get rid of the door. I know you're not on the second
one. Oh, so that's the Gemara has a Shailan on the base, a machlekes, a baiver of it. Here, right in the middle of Amid base, there are two dots. Ein Gimel on the base. Right in the middle. Omar of Eidim Shu, Khushul of Sav Uzmu. It's a machlekes, a baiver of it. And then it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozor on the next dot. And Ein Dalar on the base. The last 10 lines before the Mishnah. So we pass on like Rava, that if Adim gave a Haggadah Seidus, the Nigmar Din Alpihem. If it's Le Nigmar Din Alpihem, here the Mishnah says you give Kasha Zama. The Mishnah says the Makkas, you only give a punishment of Kasha Zama if Nigmar Din Alpihem. So the Adim gave a false testimony, the Nigmar Din Alpihem. And then later on, we're Makkish. For some reason or another, we can't proceed to give the death penalty or the malchus or make him pay mammon because there's some kind of a hakosha. We see that there's something fishy. So we can't function. There was a gmar din, but then we can't pass him. We can't do anything based on a gmar din. We threw out the yedis anyway for some other reason. And then later on, we're mazim the yedis. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass in l'alocha that even though at the time that we're mazim then, we're not going to function based on the gmar din. We're not going to give the Einish Misa anyway, but since they already had made a Gemar Din before, it's called Nigmar Din Alpiyam. So if ultimately later we'll be Mazim, then so we're going to give him Kasha Zam. That's how we pass him. We pass like Ravan. Who should have himself who is moved?
That
applies. There is a punishment of
that's
Kasha.
The same thing as Nimsafim and Karvan Pasla.
No, this is a case of Nimsafim and Karvan Pasla.
I'm saying
let's say two witnesses testified. The Nigmar Din Alpiyam. Or whatever the case happens to be. And then we passel up one of the two Eidim based on Paslin of the Gazlan Usa. So we can't make anybody get any Oynish based on the Eidim. Even though we made a Gmar Din, and we're just about to give the Malkus of the Misa and make somebody pay Mammon, but then Paslin of the Gazlan Usa comes out that there's only Eid Echad. And then next month we're Mazim the both Eidim. So if you Mazim the Eidim, you give Kasha Zama.
I'm saying the machlekes hakasha tchilas azama also applies in a case, not when you're machish, but when you find one of them.
I mean, if you discover that one of them was mamish pasul eidus, so it comes out that the whole madin was betoyah, so it's a different thing. Yeah, the Gemara is going to say that also. In such case, there won't be any kasha zama.
That's the kasha in Rabbeinu
Tam. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's case with the pasul. No,
the Rabbeinu Tam is talking about the two dinim in kasha zama. One din was this mila kashizam nasa. Another din is it becomes posulatus. So posulatus it becomes. Let's say bahar of baragla. You don't have to have a din of hazana for that. Let's say an aid testifies something. And then Reuben and Shimon testify that someone killed someone else. And then the bahar of baragla. So they become posulatus. You know that they gave aid to sheke. You don't have to have dafke or the dinam of hazana. If you know by hook or by crook that they gave aid to sheke, so they become posulatus. So if you're mazim over here, turns out that he gave Eid Sheker, so it becomes postulated. There won't be a din of Kasha Zama, because it's a glowing Muslim affair, the whole Nigmar Din Apim was the toys over here. So there won't be any din of Kasha Zama, but the din of Psulatus will still be there. It'll still be postulated, yeah. So the Gemara is going to proceed here with the whole discussion regarding this machloikas Abai Virava Bad Eidzan. So the Marsho adds on a comment just in Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Marsho adds on a comment that's crucial to keep in mind. There are two differences, halacha lemaisa, between Abai Virava. According to Abai, the machloikas Abai Virava, the way we learned the first time, leave out the Pseid of the Lukuhas. According to the second version, it's machloikas just on the level of the Rabban, whether they made a Takwan of the Rabban, they didn't make a Takwan of the Rabban. But according to the first version in the Gemara, it's a fundamental machlokes on the level of the Raisa. What is the nature of the Chiddush? Examine, is a Chiddush. So the question is, what is the nature of the Chiddush? Abai says the Chiddush is that the second kat has nemanis and the first kat has no nemanis. So according to Abaye, first of all, the Gemara says, Lemafreihu nifsa, the second kat has nemanis that the first kat gave a sheker. So any witnesses that give a sheker become possible evidence after they finish doing the avera. Let's say a guy is doing an avera, takes him 10 minutes. He's eating kazayis al chaza. If you eat less than a kazayis al chaza, you also violate an avera. Chatzis shiras menatera. But there's no malchus on that. So you only become posleitis if you eat a kazayis al chaza. So let's say he eats slowly. So it takes him a few minutes till he finishes. It takes him 3 minutes to finish eating the chaza. So he doesn't become posleitis from the beginning of the 3 minutes. He becomes posleitis from the end of the 3 minutes. So let's say if you hold like abaye, that lemafreihu nifsa. So lemafreihu nifsa, let's say it took him 10 minutes to give a haggadah seder, till he's babbling away in the bed. He gives the whole story. So he does lemafreihu nifsa means not the Yadim gave Eidus a month ago, and then we're mazing them today, so it doesn't become, they don't become posleitis mikanalabo, they become posleitis mila mafreya. What's the definition of mila mafreya? After the whole haggadah seder was all over. When you do an averus, it becomes posleitis after you complete doing the averus. And Eidus Sheker, the Aver is only finished when you get to the end, because Kozman that is still babbling away, you can always back out, Turkadidibu Kadibadomi. So the Aver of Haggadah Eidus Sheker is only completed when he's Tam and Ishlam, when he finishes the whole thing. And Rabbah says, Mikana Lahbonim. So well, he doesn't become posleitis, not while he's giving the Haggadah Eidus Sheker, not after he finishes the Haggadah Eidus Sheker, he only becomes posleitis, Mikana Lahbonim, because it's only a Din Hanhok, it's not a Bir. Second afkamina l'din will we declare, let's say the Eidim gave a Haggadah Seder that Gona betovach umacha. So if a month later we're mazim then, they said tovach umacha on Wednesday they were taking a GRE exam or something. They weren't there at all. They weren't in the street. They were sitting the whole day in the classroom. They couldn't give a Haggadah Seder sheker. So when we're mazim, the Haggadah Seder that they said on the Tricha Mechira, do I say that it's Mizbara, Igloi Muslim Afreya, that Eidus was Eidus Sheker. You have to cross it out. Oh no, that's Abai says. It's a Birur. Mizbara that Eidus was Eidus Sheker. So part of the Haggadah Eidus was Eidus Sheker. They gave the whole Haggadah Turk to the Dibur. So then the Gemara says there is a rule that Eidus should batlum Mitzos the batlum Kulus. If they gave all the Haggadah Eidus Turk to the Dibur of each other. So then not only can we not accept the Haggadah on the Tzlicha Mechira, because there were Huzma on that. Even the Haggadah on the Gnev is also Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekul. But if you would hold like Rava says, Mikana Lahabo Nifsal, what does it mean? It's not Bin Nizbara that they gave Eidus Sheker. It's just the Din Hanhov. We are knowing in accordance with the second Kadeim. So we never really declared that the Haggadah Seidus that we said on the Tvicha is crossed out that it's Eidus Sheker. We are knowing in the Din Hanhov and Mikana Lahabo, we're knowing based on the second Eidim, not based on the first Eidim. So then the Gemara is going to say, according to Rava, you won't be able to say Eidus Shabbat from Mitzvah Shabbat from Kulav. There'll be Huzmu, Ala Tvicha Mechira, Amashu Huzmu, on the Haggadah, on the Gnevish, Loi Huzmu. So we'll make the Ganef pay Karen and Kegel. We won't make him pay Dalga Hei, because they were Huzmu on that. So the Torah says, we are knowing based on the second Kat Eidim. But you won't be able to say Bat Mitzvah.
It's not a
bustle.
And
how is
that we
only
know
that we can't allow it?
But
the Haggadah is not bottle means in effect. We're not going to rely on it. But the Shaita is the Shaita. The din of Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula is if a group of Eidim gave Haggadah on a whole story and part of it is puzzle, part of the Haggadah is puzzle, then you can't even accept the rest. It has to be puzzle the Shaita. So according to Abaye, that it's a birur. Eid Zavim is a chiddush. What's the chiddush that we give namanas to the second kat, not to the first kat? So it's mizbara that the second haggadah they said on the tficha mechira is Eidus Sheker. So they said a big haggadah terka the dibur of each other on gneiva and tficha mechira. Part of it has been mizbara according to Abaye that it's sheker. So even the first part that they said originally on the gneiva is bat mitzos and bat mukulis. One big haggadah. But according to Rabbah, that it's only a din hanhogir. You still don't know Arayam Azema that they gave Eidus Sheker. You're not going to be noyig based on the Haggadah that they said on Tavach HaMacha. We're going to be noyig based on the Mezinim. But you can't really say that it has been established that the Haggadah on the Tvich Mechira is Haggadah Psula. It's Haggadah Shal Sheker. It's not Haggadah Shal Sheker. We're not going to follow it. So the Gemara is going to say that you can't apply Eidus Shabbat to Mitzvah Shabbat Lekul. So these are the two nafkaminas between Abai and Rava. Rava holds that it's only a din hanhoge, so the psul and the gaber is only bikavel habor from Kislevan. And Abai says it's from Cheshvanan, from the time that he gave the Haggadah. But from Cheshvanan, after he finished the Haggadah Seder, B'shas when he gave the Haggadah Seder, it was kosher. After he whenever you do an Aver, become puzzled later, after you finish doing the Aver. So the Aver of Veda Sheker is completed after he finishes. Because man is still talking, the Gemara says he can always back out to after they leave. So he only becomes, the Aver is only completed after he finishes. And then the other Naftamin is not on the Psul Gavra, on whether you declare the Eidus Shehuzma, the Eidus on the Tvicha Shehuzma, they declare that that's Eidus Sheker. No, we don't declare Eidus Sheker, we just won't rely on it. We can't function based on that. So if you just can't function, then you can't say Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Sebatlukul. It's not Batla. We never declared that it's Sheker. But if you hold like Abai, you did declare that it's Sheker. So then the Gemara will say that you'll apply Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Sebatlukul. These are two, based on one machlek, is Abai V'Rava, what's the nature of the Chiddush HaTorah, whether we give namonis to the second kaf, or it's just a din we're knowing in accordance with the second kaf. So it has two ramifications. One ramification, one afkamin has been a get to the Cheftza, the Haggadah Seder, on the Tvicha Mechira, whether it's bottle or not, you call it bottle Mitzasa. The other afkamin is on the Psul Agar. That's going to be the next Gemara.
Rabbi, do we say, Bechem Le'inu, that Tova, Ena Mitzvah, Kruya, Ella al Amish Mashalim and that's all. Like Afam Siosek. Like when it finishes the mitzvah.
So that reward, you mean?
Well, in Magnus.
We're talking about punishment, yeah.
Rabbi Akiva says if it's in Stari, it says Shtaim Oshlosha. So similarly, if he's doing a mitzvah, if he's in Stari before doing a mitzvah, he gets a mitzvah.
So what do you want to say that
there's a mitzvah v'shlemus, so and it's not until the end.
Okay. Good. Okay.
It works.
Like the Aver. The Aver is only when you complete doing the Aver. So if they finish the Aver, then it becomes postulated afterwards. So the mitzvah is only when you completed the mitzvah. Okay. So Ashva.
How do you want to this Gemara and Rakhri Tour?
I don't know, you have to add on to the tour also. You have to add on to the tour.
Explain Rava.
Yeah, you have to say within Rava what we said. That it's a din on Hogan. It's not enough just to say about the tour. I don't know what the tour gained by that. Tour takes it that Eilach Baram Shas Chedush should be Eilach, that's a normal cloud. Where did that cloud come from? There is no such cloud. Eilach Baram Chedush, that's a cloud. The Chedush Le'afinim, that's a cloud of Shas. But Eilach Baram Shas Chedush should be Eilach, that's not a cloud. So the Tour takes it, that's given, that's Muska. Rabbi disagrees because it's not a Chedush. It doesn't explain everything. It has to boil down to what we said anyway. You have to add on.
Why is the Hemshah Gemara so tough according to the Torah?
No, the Gemara said that there's a second Nafkamina Ladina where they say Elish Batum Mitzvah Sabat Bakula. That according to Rava, that it's only a Din Hanhoge, but we haven't Din Mevar, that the first cut really gave Eidus Sheker. So the Hagorah that they said on the Tvicha Mechira remains, just that we're not going to Paskin based on it. It's going to be hanging there, but we're not going to pass it. You can't say that it's Eidus Shebatla. We don't really know whether it's Sheker or not. But according to Abaye, we declare that it's Eidus Shebatla and Tzal Shebatla. So Shabbos, according to the Torah, according to Rava, why should that be so? It's only Ein Lach Bel Mishas Chidush Shevi Eilach. So how does that affect, how does that apply to the, whether the Eidus is the
table? What does Eidus Shebatla have to do with whether it's Sheker? It's not acceptable.
You should say Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Sebatla Kula. Even if it, for whatever reason. Batla means you just can't function.
It's not accepted. Just like
the Shaita, we did accept it. The only question is, will we Mavara later that it was really not acceptable? Not really. We will never mevare anything later. The halacha just says we're not going to follow what they said.
Well, that's the beer for the tour also. Even if he doesn't explain like this, so the pshat why you don't say Yiddish Balabak Tzaza Balakul is because b'shaita we accepted it according to Rabbah. So once b'shaita you accepted it, you can't say anymore.
Right. So according to Abaye, even though b'shaita we accepted, we realize that we made a mistake. Right. We realize that that part of the Haggadah says Sanatvich Mechira that they were Huzbu is not acceptable. But according to Rav, nothing was in this bar that is not acceptable. There's a din, there's a monkey wrench thrown in that you can't be noyig based on what they said. Apparently, the Gemara assumes that that's not called Batla Mitzosa. Batla is Nizbatil. Takan is Batil. It was not really Nizbatil, just that it's hanging there. Mitzot Tolevi on it. So now the Gemara have to present, this is just in order to lead to the Kasha. So the Gemara presents the Kasha now. Then the Gemara says, how do we paskin? So there were those Amoraim paskin like Rav, and then the Gemara says, no, we paskin like Abaye. This is one of the six cases we paskin like Abaye. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha from our Mishnah. That's what they quoted the whole Machlok Sabai the Rav over here. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, the same Katerim gave the Haggadah say this on Geneva and on Tzvicha. Easy enough. The Mazen them said they pay everything. They pay all Dalad Bay. My love, the Gemara says, the Pashab Shati, Shehidu ala Gneva. Because we do ala Tzvicha. Normally, the Ganav steals the Behemah one day, and the Edom come and they run to Bezra and they say, Ganav. Then a week later, the Ganav does Tavachamach, and the Edom run to Bezna again. Sacha Chotzef. Not only did he steal this week, he went ahead and he sold it or he shefted it. So the Gemara says, my love, the Pashat, the cases. Idu ala Gneva 1 week. Then a week later, because of Idu ala Tvicha. And then, who's mu at two different times? Because they said two different Haggadahs. They gave two different Haggadahs at two different times, about two different stories that happened at two different times. So Mistama the Hazam is also going to be, who's mu ala Gneva, because of Idu ala Tvicha. Freg the Gemara, the Yisal Kadai Tachlama Freyahu Nifsal. And if you're going to hold like Abaye, that the Gavra becomes Pasal Eidus from the minute that he completed the Avera of Gidurim, the Eidus Sheker, Hani, these Eidim, Kevin, the Itzmuluhu Agneva. Once we're Mazen Nem and what they said, Agneva, Gloy, Muslim Afreya, Chiasidu Atvicha Psulam Havu, at the time that they gave the Haggadah and the Tvicha, they were ready, Rosha, the Rishoyim, because they gave Eidus Sheker. So Amai, Mishalmim Atvicha. Why do they pay? The halacha says you only pay kasha zomam if it's nigmar din alpihim. It can only be nigmar din alpihim if the edim are kasha. So over here, it was nigmar din alpihim that the ganav has to pay kefal dalad v'hei. But then later on, a month later, it's going to be gloy muslim afreya that when the witnesses testified, tavach hamacha, a week after they testified that gona, they already were nifsa latest from the time that, a week ago, from the time that they said gona. So the whole Haggadah say this that they gave that Tavach HaMacha, Tziglo Muslim Afreya, they were puzzled at that time. Even though we made a Gemara Din, the whole Gemara Din was Betoyos. So when puzzled at Eidim give a Haggadah say this, there's no Parsha of Kasha Zama. Only the Parsha of Kasha Zama only applies when they were Kosher at Eidim, the Bezna made a Gemara Din B'Shaita. But over here, the whole Gemara Din was an error because the Eidim had already been puzzled, started from a week before. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Kivin it's Muluha Gneva. Once you mazim them stam, everything goes in order. So once you mazim them on the Gneva, Gloy Muslim Afedah Chiasidu Atvich of Sulam Hav, they already were postulated from the earlier, from a week before. Amai Mishal Nem Atvich, why did they pay Kashi Zamam on the Tvich? They ate them with postul the Shas Mais. So the Gemara says, simple answer. Och Maskin Gon Shehuz Mol Atvich Atvich. Don't think that they were mazim them first on the Gneva. And then it turns out they're already postulated from a week before they're giving the Haggadah on the Tvicha. No, they were mazim them on the Tvicha first. And at the time they were mazim on the Tvicha, you say you got to pay Kasha Zamama base for Gimel. And then later they're mazim them on the Gneva. So the Gemara says, so what? That doesn't answer the Kasha. So, ultimately, when it comes to the end of the day, Kehadri Mitzni Agneva, when we're mazim them later on the Gneva, Tztochi Gloye Milsa, Chiasidu Atvicha, so the same Kasha as we asked before. Even if you'll be mazim them later on the Gneva, but it will turn out that the Eidim were puzzled starting from after the time they finished the Haggadah Seydus on the Gneva. While they were giving the Haggadah Seydus on the Gneva, they're middle of the Avera. They don't finish the Avera Beit HaSheker till after they stop talking. Kozman, they keep on yakking, so you can always back out Turkey the Deeper. So the Avera Beit HaSheker is only completed after they finish the Haggadah Seydus. So they should become possible the next Turkey the Deeper, after they finish the Haggadah Seydus on the Gneva. But Tzav Kosov, when they gave the Haggadah Seydus on the Tfifa, they were possible Eidus. It turns out that the Hokumah Din was Betoyes. Bezin should never have accepted the Eidus in the first place. So they can't be, can never have a Kasha Zalam on the Tovah Humor. That's the Gemara's Kasha. My Mishalmi Atvicha. And for the Gemara, the Teretz is, Vilchus are the answer to the Mishnah, Sheidu Bevasachas Vehuzmu. Not that they gave a Haggadah Seydus first on the Gneva. Then a week later they come and they say that not only was he gone up last week, he was Tovah this week. No. If that would be the case, Eidu Bezeh Bezeh, two different times. So then if... in whatever order they'll be mazim, the late rating will be mazim then, but it's going to turn out the Kat Rishonim was already postulated from after the time they finished Haggadah Seydus on the Gneva. So at the time that they gave the Haggadah on the Tficha, they were postulated already. So the only way to read the Mishnah is Hilchus Sheidu Bevasachas. They gave the Kat Rishonim gave the Haggadah Seydus on the Gneva, and on the Tficha Bevasachas. Bevasachas. And therefore what? So even if you hold the Mafreihu Nifsal, you don't become Pasolaitis in the middle of the Haggadah Seydus. After they finish the Haggadah on the Gneva, before they start the Haggadah on the Tficha. No, they can still back out, calls Manda Yaking, they can still back out to Erkadei Dibur. It's one long Haggadah Seydus. So they only become Pasolaitis, according to Abai, the Mafreya, they only become Pasolaitis after the whole Haggadah Seydus is all over. So that's what every case of Kashizanam is like that. The Eidim always become Pasol Mila Mafreya. After the Haggadah Seydus is over, there's a din of Kasha Zalam. So it's a normal case. Eidu bevasachas v'ruz. So the Gemara now suggests, Kitanoi, maybe this issue, Abai v'Rabbi, is a machleke satanoi. Why? What does it say in the Brisa? Ho yishnai midim osu shigonav. Hey, midim osu shetovach. The same two witnesses testify, shigonav v'tovach. Uhuzmu al hagneivo. We're mazim them on the gneiva, so they don't. So the Ghana doesn't pay any. Uhuzmu al hagneivo. Eidu shebatlam itzasa batlam kula. Of course, he can't make the Ghana pay a dollar. Hey, that's out of the question. Emeng gneiva ain't tvich neimachir. That's out of the Mishnah says. Of course, the Ghana doesn't pay any. What if who's mal atvicha? What if we're only mazim the same cut says on the gneiva and the tvicha? What if who's mal atvicha? But ala gneiva they were not who's mal. So the ganav pays kefa. Who misham kefa? They misham tashlum shnayim mishloshim, depending when the shor is said. Amar Rabbi Yosi, so Rabbi Yosi disagrees with the Tanakam and he says sometimes it's correct and sometimes not correct. Bamed var mamurim, when is that correct? Dishtei eidoyis. When do you say that the Ganat pays Kefil? And since they were Huzmu on the Dalet Vehei, so they pay base with Gimel. They were Huzmu on the Tzichira. They pay base with Gimel. That's only Bishtei Eidoyas. If there were two different Haggadah Seydus, we're talking about the same Eidim. Two different Haggadah Seydus means at two different times. Avo Beidus Achas. If the same two Eidim gave the Eidus on the Gneva and on the Tzichira Bevas Achas, Eidus Shabbat Mitzos, Shabbat Lukula, the Ganat will not pay Kefil. So what case is it exactly that they're arguing? Rabbi Yossi is arguing with the Tanakam. What case are they arguing? So the Gemara wants to know, what does he mean? What does Rabbi Yossi mean? My bishtei yedoyis and my bi'edus achas. What case is he talking about? Ilema. If he should say bishtei yedoyis means bishtei yedoyis, mamish bishtei kitos, two different pairs of edim. Ah, that doesn't fit. We're talking about one pair of edim. He gave a Haggadah Seydus. I'm going to have it fit. The Gemara's going to back out right away. So the Gemara's spelling out all the logical possibilities. What do the words mean? E lema, if you should say that the word bishtei edoyis that Rabbi Yossi uses means bishtei edoyis, mamish means bishtei kitos, two different pairs of eidim, there are four eidim over here. Beidus achas means bikatachas bizechazeh. Om Rabbi Yossi, beidus achas bikatachas bizechazeh kim sadi agneva odim sadi atvicha. Kim mitzvah atvicha edish bat mesos bat lakulo v'itzmul agneva. I said, that's ridiculous. If you have two eidim, testify shigonah. Then they come back a week later and they say, the same two Eidim say Shetovach. And you only mazim them on the Tovach. So you won't make the Ganat pay the Kefil. Why not? Why should Rabbi Yossi say the Shabbat from himself about the Kula? He gave that the same two Eidim, gave Haggadah to say this 1 week on the Geneva. Nigmadino that the Ganav has to pay Karen Kefal. Then a week goes by, and then they come and they testify, not only did he steal last week, it was Tavach HaMacha this week, so the Bez makes it Mardin, they slap on another Shtayim HaShlosha, to make it into Dalad Behev. Then Yamazim, the Kateidim, on the Tavach HaMacha. So why should that cancel the Agor HaSeidus on the Gona? How can he say Bakum Mitzos about Mekulah? That's out of the question. It cannot be that it's Bidach HaZeh. El Alav, so the Pshat obviously is, we're talking one Kateidim, the same Kateidim, not two different Kateidim. El Alav, B'shtei Eidoyis means B'eidah Sachas, Ke'ein Shtei Eidoyis. Yossi says, when does the Ganav pay Kefel, when the Eidim were only Huzmu, on the Tvicha Mechira, that's, if it's B'shtei Eidoyis, means the two Eidim, one Kateidim. But the one Kateidim gave a Haggadah Seder separately. 1 week they gave Eidus and Geneva, a week later, a day later, or an hour later, as long as it's not Turkey they did, but they gave a Haggadah Seder and the Tavach HaMach. B'shtei Eidoyis means B'eidah Sachas Gein Shtei Eidoyis, Maninu Katachas B'zach HaZeh. But B'eidah Sachas B'vah Sachas, Lo. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi says, B'amed V'amamur, Rabbi Yossi throws in, that there is a din of Eidah Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat and Kula. If the Haggadah Seder on the Tvicha was Huzma, then I say Batam Mitzvah Shabbat and Kula. If the Haggadah on the Gneva was Terkele Dibur, so you don't make the Ganav pay Kamen and Kefal. And the Tanakhama disagrees. Tanakhama says, you always make the Ganav pay Kefal, even if the Eidim testified on the Gneva and the Tvicha Terkele Dibur are each other. So the Gemara says, Mistam, everybody agrees that there is a klal terkele diba kediba dami. Mistam, everybody agrees that there is a klal leit shabbat and mitzvahs about the kula. Terkele diba kediba dami is in shas. Yeah, take a look on the side, in the margin. The dorim nazib of a basra makash shvuah, it's all over in shas like that. Terkele diba kediba dami. It's not mistabit to say that that's what they're fighting about. So everybody subscribes to the rule terkele diba kediba dami. Everybody subscribes to the rule of eid shabbat and mitzvahs about the kula. That's a famous din. Everybody agrees to that. So what are they fighting about? Here you have a case. The one Kateidim testified Gona v'Tovach. Terke de Dibur. And then there were Huzma. If the Huzma la Gneva, and make Gneva and Tvicha name Mechir. So you can't make the Gana pay basically given. That's out of the question. There were Huzma la Tvicha. So should you make the Gana pay carry careful because there were low Huzma la Gneva, you just don't make the Gana pay the base for Gimel. They pay Kashazon because they were Huzma. Or do you say no? Eidah Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula, since we throw out the Haggadah Seder that they said on the Tzvicha Mechiras, you have to throw out even Haggadah Seder that they said on the Gneiv. So what's the fight? That's the Machloik. The more finally ascertained, that is a Machloikis in the Braisa between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? The Gemara says, this is it. This is totally in the Machloikis Abai Merova. How is it totally? If you all like Abai, that's what the Mashua adds on. If you all like Abai, that the Mafreihu Nifson means that we believe it's a nemanis, it's a chidush. The Torah gives nemanis to the second cut. The second cut has nemanis, so it's a bira. It's nizbara that what they said on the tvicha is sheker. So that's eidah shabbat from mitzvah, shabbat lukula. Half of the Haggadah say this, terke de dibur, they said everything. Half of the Haggadah say this is absolutely not acceptable. Not just that we won't be noyag al pi, absolutely crossed out. We put a big X on top of it. So the Meila, even the Haggadah say this on the Gneiv, also can't be accepted. That's Batal Mitzvah, Batal Kula. And Rabbi Yossi, that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And the Tanakhama says, Hu Mishalim Kal Shlomei Kefa, because Tanakhama holds like Rava, that Mikar Allah Habo Nifso. What does it mean? That the nature of the Chiddush is that it's a Chiddush, we are Noyeg based on the second Kat Deimu. Not whether we believe the second Kat against the first Kat. It's still trade. So we never really put a big X on the Haggadah say this on the Tavach HaMacha. We can't function. We're not going to make the Ganav pay for the Tavach HaMacha because that's the Chiddush HaTorah that we're knowing based on the second Kateh. So the Gemara says, L'chor, this is exactly the Machloikis Abai V'Rabba. Usparua the Kuli Alma, and probably everybody agrees Terpe De Dibu Kedibu Dami. Everybody agrees Batu Mitzvah Sabat V'Kul, and everybody agrees Terpe De Dibu Kedibu Dami, or my Labaho, come if Ligi. This is the Machloikis Abana Savin Kana Lahaba, who Nifso, Abana Ho, like Rove. That word. It's never really been this barer that the first cut gave Eidah Shek on the Tavach HaMacha. So the psulim of the cut Rishonim will only be Mekamel Habo. We never really crossed out the Haggadah Seder. We never said that it's not accepted. It can't function based on it because it's a trade of trades, so we're not going to do anything. So since they hold Rabbanan Sabi Mekana Lahabonim Salak Rav, we came to them who shy to come mitzvimi, atvicha to come mitzvimi mitzvimi, agarevet loy mitzvim, loy yitzvim. You can't say batam mitzvah sabat makuba. The Haggadah Seder on the tvicha was never nizbatel. Rabbi Yossi holds like Abaye. Rabbi Yossi holds like Abaye that we believe the second Kateidim. And once we believe them, so it means that we crossed out the Haggadah Seder on the Tavach. Crossed it out. So that's Batla. So Batla Mitzosa Batla Kulis. He can't even accept our God to say this on the Gona. Rabbi Yisrael, like Abai, the Mafreyu Nifsal, Kevin the Miyad, Kimis Chasid Elohu, the Nifsali, this Gemara, this is what the Masho points out, this is the line of the Gemara, doesn't follow logically. You say the Nifsal Mela Mafreyu means after they finish the Haggadah Seder, not while they were giving the Haggadah Seder. The Psul Gavra of Lamafrehu Nisal starts a few seconds after they finish the Haggadah Seder. Kevin the Miyad Ki Asidu, who the Nipsili, they become the Gavras of the Eidim of the Katrushan, become Puzzleators, taken the Miyad after finishing the Haggadah Seder. So therefore it follows that the Heft of the Haggadah Seder is also in this battle. They're really two different things. One is the Psul Gavra is in the Mafrehu Mekam Lahabah, the other one is the Haggadah itself. Do you declare that it's in this battle or not? So if you all like Abai, kids mula tficha, it's mula na, mi agneva, the tach didi b'kidi b'domi. So the Gemara says, my love, it sounds like kitanoin, machloikis Abai v'rove, Abai v'rove gave an afkemina lahaloche with respect to the psul agavre, where this lama frame mekana lahaba. And here these tanoim give an afkemina, but they get to the chepts of the Haggadah Seder. He said that the Haggadah on the tficha was nizbatlo, so I can declare, I can apply the rule of Eidah Shabbat, from it's also about the rule, it never was nizbatlo. It's a tray, a tray. It's a, we don't know what to do with it, but we're not going to function based on it. But it's not that it's a puzzle. It's not that it's mizbatlon.
Wait, doesn't Lashon Rashi is dechi asid psulon halo?
Yeah.
Isn't that mashman now?
Yeah, that's megumgum. The Lashon Rashi is not meduyak. Yeah, that's what the Masho points out. That you can't say like that. It's muchach and the Gemara. You can't say like that. So the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara says Amri, three lines from the bottom. The shot that we gave in this brisa, what's the nekudas hamachlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi, was based on two premises. First of all, that everybody's masking terka de dibu kidiba dami, and secondly, everybody agrees that there's a rule of Eidah Shabbat from Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. So the Gemara says, don't jump so quickly. Maybe not everyone subscribes to the rule of terka de dibu kidiba dami. All those Gemaras and the Dorim and the Nozer and Balbasa, they're talking about a different terka de dibu. Talking a person took a shvu and he backs out to the middle. He made a nether and he backs out to the middle. He made a kinyan and he backs out to the middle. You cannot back out if you made kiddush and you gave a get. You cannot back out even to the dibur. But in the dorm and the shvu is in magdusha korban, you can back out to the dibur. You can always back out from things to the dibur. He was not talking about backing out. He was talking those terk and dibur combined to make it into one big edus to say that the zedish shabbat from itself about the kula. Gemara says maybe not everybody agrees. Maybe they all agree that you can do chazara terke de dibur after a kinyan or after a neder or a shvur, but it doesn't necessarily follow the terke de dibur kidibur dami makes it the haggadah on the geneva and haggadah on the tvicha is considered one big edus, and I should apply edish bat from the sas bat lukula. Gemara says if everyone would have agreed, terke de dibur kidibur dami. If everyone would have agreed to that rule, maybe they would all agree with Habai. Kuli amalam afreihu nifsal. There wouldn't be a machlekes. Whether we would make the ganef pay the kef or the keren the kef, elocha b'terchad the edim, because the edim come and flee. Maybe that's the machlokes. The edim, the katar mishayna gave the haggadah seidus on geneva and on tficha terchad the edim b'avichal. The two different haggadah seidus. Let's say the following case: a katar edim come and they say Reuven killed Shimon, and Levi borrowed $100 from Yehuda, and Yisachar ate chazak, and now who's more on something? So you're going to say, Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. The three, they say, the Bezna asks, why did he come to tell us stories about three different people? He said, we're busy, we work the whole week, we only have off on Sunday, so we come to tell you all the latest good news. So they tell three different Eidahs, and Reuven killed Shimon, and Levi owes $1,000 to Yehuda, and Yisachar ate Chazak. So you can't say, but the Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula, they have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Here, they're talking about the Ganef, the Gemara raised an issue before in the Afayin on the base that there should be a problem of Dovah v'lechotzi Dovah. The Mechayiv of Dalet Vehei is not just tovach hamachah mechayv. It's a composite mechayv. The geneva with the tvicha mechayv together is mechayv. So if they cut the edim and say gona v'tovach, so it does have a shaychus with each other. The geneva is part of the mechayv of the dalad v'hen. So the Gemara says, but it's only going to be combined together if they're going to give the haggadahs, the two haggadahs and the geneva and the tvicha tercha de nibra of each other. So the Gemara says, if they'll give it shaloi tercha de nibra of each other, it won't be considered one edus. He won't say edus about the mitzvahs about the nibra. They gave the two edus in a different time. So the Gemara says, maybe even if they give it tercha de nibra, maybe still don't say tercha de nibra kadibra donim. You say tercha de nibra in other areas of halacha. That you can back out from kinyonim, tercha de nibra, back out from a neder, maybe over here. Tercha de nibra is not enough to make it into one big edus. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting to be doiched this kitanoi. The Gemara originally thought kitanoi. Machlekes Abai v'Rabbi seems to be a machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, Amri, they came to Dingzak with this suggestion. Maybe like they say, tercha de nibra kadibra domi. If the Wala Tanoim would agree to that, klal kuli amal amafrehu nifsal, it would have been, I would have said, batl mitzasa batl kula. Maybe that's the machlekes. Rabbanan Tzavi tercha de nibra lav kadibra domi. Maybe that's the machlokes. Does terke de dibur accomplish anything over here that the two different edios, if they would have given an edus on three different people, on three different things, a mitzicha and a halvoa and eating chaser, you wouldn't say terke de dibur ki dibur dam. There are three different stories. It's not. It has to be edus shabbat mitzvah. It has to be one edus. So here they do have a shaychus. Here it's considered a shtikl chatzi dover. It's part of the mechayiv of the dal of the hay is the geneva. It has a shaychus with each other. But if they would have given the two haggadahs at two different times, for sure you wouldn't say batl mitzvahs about the pula. It's a different. So maybe even if they said terke de dibra, maybe it doesn't change anything. Maybe that's the machlokes hatanai. So then the Gemara is going to discuss, is that so? The Rabbi Yosi saw that Terka de Dibur is Kedibur Dami even over here. The saw Rabbi Yosi Terka de Dibur Kedibur Dami. I bought Tanan, so they're going to ask Akasha.
But the Gemara never had a Havamina and Kol Torakula to Machlokes? Stop
Kinyan? I don't think so. The regular din of Terka de Dibur to have Chazara from a Kinyan, to have Chazara from a Neder of a Shmuel, that everybody agrees Terka de Dibur Kedibur Dami. Or Aiden can back out Terka de Dibur. Everybody's masking. Aiden calls Manet to talking. They can always, the Gemara Ksuda says like that. Edom can always back out Terke de Dibur of the Haggadah says. Here the Shaila is that it should blend in to be considered one big Edus. Is it considered one big Edus? So Rabbi Yosi Savar, Terke de Dibur Kedibur Dami. Frank the Gemara, but you see Rabbi Yosi doesn't even believe in the normal din of Terke de Dibur from backing out. That's the normal din from Kala Tarakula. So how can he say that he even extends it over here? The Sav Rabbi Yosi Terke de Dibur Kedibur Dami. Meaning Rabbi Yosi holds even mitigated in this din of Haggadah and Geneva Haggadah and Tzvicha. They're really two different Haggadahs. Since he said it, Terke de Dibur blends in, it's called one Edus. Ay v'hot tanan. Rabbi Yosi doesn't even subscribe to the normal din of Terke de Dibur Kedibur Dami about backing out Terke de Dibur. So how can he say he holds from this din? So Gemara is going to answer the Kasha. Gemara is going to say two different kinds of Terke de Dibur. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue. Here, the famous Tosfosin. And I'm based on a base, he's a very famous person. He appeared in a few places in Shas.